Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Everyone, welcome to Columbo Chronicles every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. where we have the truth. And the truth is not easy to swallow, is it, or to even believe. But there are more believers today than there were when I started out. And it's been a long time on this path of delivering justice and truth to Americans who are now waking up to how dark forces have come against America and our children and the babies who are being depopulated and every single day. And we need babies and children in order to save sovereign nations because they are the future of a sovereign nation. And right now, guess what? We have about six countries who will possibly be made extinct, including their races or ethnicities and their sovereignty. And this is part of the open border policy because it leads right into the new world order, utopian world. But it's been very, very slow process. They've been very careful not to shove all of their agendas on you at once until they accelerated their plots and plans and pre-plans in 2019 for their benefit, not for yours. So today we're not only going to be talking about first with our very special guest, Judy Watson, who will be joining us in just a few minutes. But we will also be talking about issues of injustices and legal abuses coming against America, because I was the author of a very popular book entitled Fight Back Legal Abuse that was published in 2010 and seen worldwide. And it is going to be upgraded to version 2 in 2023 by the Regency Publishers. So look forward to that. And also I have another upcoming book that will be published very soon and be headed for the London Book Fair in their beautiful magazine, featured and passed around to world people who are interested in upcoming books or recent books and award-winning books and so forth. So it is entitled Dressing Up and Dressing Down, and it's not just about a blast to the past and to the present, which it is, but also it is about globalism and how importing and exporting to foreign third world nations over the past 30 years has affected the world of fashion that includes water, textiles, cotton, and importing and exporting, and the challenges of the world of fashion in America and Europe. And of course, it also involves the hijacking of their intellectual property of designs that were sold and copied and sold on the black market, which is a serious problem for famous designers as well. So, you know, what would we do without clothing? Think about that for a moment. And if it's possible, that the world of fashion will be affected by the reduction of the population, as we are seeing not only in America, but in Europe as well. So everything has a reason and a season, and it's your time to wake up, and speak out. And on that note, I'm going to take a little break here, and we will be back in just a moment. So touch that dial.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe.
I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
That's right. Listen up to Columbo Chronicles Live. We're here for you. And I also want to tell you that I wrote a book that isn't just a book, and it was an award-winning book, an Irwin Award, prestigious award that's international, and it is a five-star review with complimentary pages on Amazon, and it is an adventure, fictional adventure story. It has humorous pictures, and it also has a message, so it's not just a book. It has a message at the end of the book on how the Judeo-Christian dinosaur nation was depopulated. Well, the key character, Professor Noah, be able to find the magical cave that's never been seen by human eyes? Will he be able to find the lost tablets that have never been seen by human eyes and decode them? And will he be able to do all of this on his mission in time to save humanity? Well, will he or will he not? I guess you'll have to read the book to find out.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Inside, go to Amazon.com, read your complimentary pages. Be sure to purchase it on Kindle, hard copy, or paperback, and share it with the world. It is a message for the world while you're being entertained as well. And to get started, while we're waiting for our very special guest, let's do the House panel set to review Biden's family suspicious bank report. This is a new article published March 15th. And it's by Stephen Nelson, and it's on the New York Post. So this is very interesting what's happening in our country and to our country, not for our country. We haven't had anything happening for our country or for the American people for a very long time. I'd say since 1993, then we had the housing crisis, and that hurt everyone. And millions of people lost their homes. And then about the year 2000, we started to see an increase of tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding. You name it, been happening. Cyclones, tsunamis, and warnings around the world. And now it's hitting America. And I do want to remember to pray, and I want you to remember to pray for all the people in Northern California who were struck by the fires in Paris not so long ago and lost everything. And then now they have been struck with the excessive hard rains, snows, and flooding, and they are losing their farms and their homes as well, losing everything they work for all their lives. So is this a coincidence? Is it a conspiracy? Is it pre-planned or is it total incompetence and negligence by our government leaders who were told many, many times by construction companies that, and also written up in, I believe it was the Time magazine, by an articulate writer who warned back in the 90s, and I saved that magazine somewhere, that we needed billions of dollars, tax dollars, to begin repairing and restoring our infrastructure. But that didn't happen. And it hasn't been repaired and restored. He was talking about dams and bridges and roads and so forth. And that wasn't done. And now we're suffering the consequences. And so when Obama was elected and Biden was vice president in 2008 and then inaugurated in 2009, they came up with the Chicken Little story. The scary story of Chicken Little. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. And if we didn't bail out Chrysler and the banks and everybody else with our tax dollars by printing money out of thin air, and of course they never ran out of ink or the press machines, they're still going. And I believe when George Bush left office, it was the national debt was headed towards a trillion, but wasn't quite there. Well, today it's 32 trillion thanks to the stimulus, Chicken Little story, the sky is falling, fear mongering, that allowed them to print trillions of dollars, more than all the presidents of the United States of America since they were first elected have spent in 247 or so years of our history. And we don't even know where that money went because the infrastructure wasn't repaired. And, of course, we all remember Katrina. The money was actually earmarked to repair dam at Katrina, and somehow the money got diverted right before the dam broke. Well, that's a damn story, isn't it? A damn tragedy. So you can take that any way you like. And so these tragedies are incompetence and negligence and diversions of our tax dollars, and nobody cared. And nobody cares until now that the banking industry seems to be suddenly falling apart as well. Remember when the markets were being monopolized and a lot of the little markets, mom and pop stores, were taken over by the big CEOs of big corporations? So then we had a lot of our markets monopolized, our little mom and pop stores and other grocery stores were monopolized and bought up and gobbled up. And then we have the banking industry too. And, I think it was in the 90s when big banking CEOs were gobbling up the smaller banks. And remember Washington Mutual and Great Western and so forth. There were several banks that got gobbled up at that time. So this is gobbling up like a garbage disposal of huge, wealthy CEOs who work together, it appears, working slowly to gobble up the small businesses and even large businesses that aren't as large as they are, and becoming a monopoly over markets and banks and housing and so forth. And this also affects jobs. So then in 2020, President Biden and the Democrats and the RINOs decided that they would print more money. Now we're up to about $31 trillion in national debt. So this all by coincidence, incompetence, a mistake, recklessness, because they never balanced the budget. They not only never balanced the budget, they never subtract for expenses. They just keep adding on to, until now, there's no way we can pay back $31 trillion. And then they opened the borders and let 35 million illegals into our country, who we now have to support on our tax dollars and provide Obamacare and housing and food and so forth, while Americans are scrambling to buy food and eggs at $7, $8, or $9 for a dozen or 18 eggs. They are now the golden eggs. Will we be trading for eggs in the future instead of cash? You need to ask yourself these questions, because this is a very sinister agenda that has come down on the American people, and it will also come down on the world. And so, let me go back to this article. Okay. The House Oversight Committee staff on Wednesday will finally examine suspicious activity reports sent by banks to the Treasury Department, alerting of potential criminal activity involving President Biden's family. So this is really serious. It's not all fun and games. And it appears that, as I wrote in Fight Back Legal Abuse back in 2010, America felt as if we were being used and abused by different alphabet agencies. And also that there were key people in public office who appeared to be self-policing, self-protecting, and self-disciplining their own above the laws that are intended for the American people. And I believe that that is true then, and I believe it is true now, only I believe that that protection has increased to the point where it is devastating the lives of the American people and destroying the middle class. And that should alarm every American when you know that the banks are not safe and that there are two major banks who have more money than, well, not God, but coming close. And they are possibly, and it appears, involved in this hijacking of the banks and gobbling them up, along with your accounts, to illegally, unlawfully, and unconstitutionally hijack your bank accounts, your money, your cash, your gold, your silver. And the Federal Reserve never has told us where is our gold and where is our silver, and no precedent since Nixon has told us why they haven't returned the gold standard to the American dollar, knowing that it could cause the cash, the United States dollar, to fail. And then, of course, we have a billionaire named George Soros, who was on video, and I think it was about 2009, 2010, but maybe you weren't paying attention, but I was. And he said to devalue the United States dollar and to make communist China in communist China, the number one economic and military power of the world. So while he's been working behind the scenes, and then Big Pharma's been working and supported with donations by the Gates Foundation, which include HHS, NIH, CDC, and WHO, seeking to make WHO the superpower over America and your children. And the director isn't even a doctor from what I, the best of my knowledge and ability, which is very interesting. And neither is Bill Gates a scientist or a doctor or have some medical license, but loves traveling around the world, like to Africa and India, and jabbing children with experimental and trial injections, is a serious issue for India, Africa, and America, and Europe, and the rest of the world. Because those jabs were never FDA-approved licensed vaccinations, to the best of my ability and knowledge and research, and my blogs at Rose for Justice, that's the number four, roseforjustice.com. Oh, first of all, I want to say our guest is having some personal issues right now. So hopefully she'll be able to call in. But if not, we will continue on with this Justice Club on Colombo Chronicles, because I believe we are suffering not just individual injustices, but the minor children are suffering injustices. The babies who are being wiped out and left to die on because of infanticide being approved, which many detectives believe and law enforcement believe that is called murder. But who cares today, right? We have to be woke. We have to be politically correct and not correct about the Ten Commandments and following those instructions written in stone by God that they cannot destroy. And we have to be politically correct, even if it's immoral, unethical, and unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful, to satisfy the minority of those who are forcing their will upon the majority of the American people, the legal American people, the natural-born American people who are innate to our soil. We are innate to our soil, which means we are innate to a Christian foundation. Now, what is a Christian foundation? A Christian foundation is laws created by the framers who were God-fearing, God-loving men who risked their lives and their families and their wealth from tyranny, from being hijacked, from being wrongfully accused of crimes, from being moral or ethical, from believing in God, from going to church on Sunday like during the lockdown, or even parking in a Christian or Catholic church parking lot with a $500 ticket in some areas, or opening your business even though you're healthy and the majority of people are healthy, and ignoring herd immunity except for BLM and Antifa during the lockdowns and the riots. But they got rewarded with billions of dollars, and now they own mansions for burning down Rome. And I remember something Obama said in 2012 after the unusual election, and when one of the major MSM TV stations accidentally posted that he won 2 weeks before the election. But maybe you didn't notice that either, taken down quite quickly. But anyway, he said on election night that we will rise together and we will fall together. Well, we're on the falling point now. What did he know that he didn't tell us? What did he know when off mic he told Putin's top guy that after the 2012 elections, he would be more flexible. Why would he be more flexible with what? Nobody knows. Very interesting how this is even happening. But it didn't happen overnight, is what I'm telling you. This took years, years and years, generations, to get to this, what appears to be a communist agenda, where people sold us out. People who gained public access, or on the city, county, state, or federal level. And this is what happens when people don't pay attention and aren't proactive. This is what happens when the only thing legislators do is make more laws and not less laws. Because the more laws they create by scaring you that, oh my God, one person got shot at a store, so we have to take away all the guns. By fear-mongering, they are taking away your constitution, the whole thing. Because we know what happens to countries who are not allowed to own guns. So anyway, going back to this article on the New York Post by Stephen Nelson, I'll remind you that the House Oversight Committee staff on Wednesday will finally examine suspicious activity reports sent by banks to the Treasury Department alerting of potential criminal activity involving President Biden's family. This is out of Washington. And he also says the committee's long-awaited review is expected to accelerate Republican Committee Chairman James Comer's investigation of Joe Biden's links to ventures in places such as China, Russia, and Ukraine. I think Iraq should be in there too, and Afghanistan, but they didn't add that. Says Oversight Committee staff will begin reviewing suspicious activity reports in camera at the Treasury Department Wednesday afternoon. That's today. A spokeswoman for the panel told the Post, using a Latin phrase referring to a private review. The Treasury Department allegedly stonewalled Comer's demands for access before relenting Monday and agreeing to allow the review. CBS News reported last year that there are more than 150 suspicious activity reports involving first son Hunter Biden and first brother James Biden. Banks are required to submit SARs to the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network within 30 days of identifying potentially criminal activity such as money laundering or tax evasion. The committee's review of the documents is likely to expose new details about the Biden family's international business ventures, which remain cloaked in secrecy amid the White House's refusal to answer even basic questions. Hunter Biden and James Biden pursued consulting work and investments in a range of countries years while their powerful relative was vice president and afterward, and involved Joe Biden directly in many of those business relationships. Well, just today, there's an article that involves allegedly his daughter. Republicans say the international business deals create conflicts of interest for the commander-in-chief and may even demonstrate corruption. Well, why didn't anyone pay attention to any of this years ago? Why didn't public servants in Congress and the Senate pass a bill that states that presidents of the United States, congressmen, senators, officials paid with tax dollars, Department of Justice, cannot do business, nor their immediate family, with foreign enemy nations for profit for their family's wealth. Without transparency and without government oversight. If you want to be in public office, you have president We have five duties. They do not include making deals, as alleged, with foreign enemy nations or your immediate family to create a family wealth dynasty that compromises the United States Constitution, our ports, our airstrips, our borders, allowing jihadists, terrorists, cartels, gang members, traffickers, rapists, murderers, organ harvesters, and drug dealers and gun dealers to come and go as they please in and out of the United States of America, which is a violation of their federal sworn oath, city, county, or state sworn oath, and a violation of state and federal constitutional law. So why didn't anyone care? It's similar to why didn't anyone care that public servants were engaging in insider trading to make their family a wealthy dynasty, using our tax dollars and diverting them from Medicare and from Social Security, which isn't their money and it isn't taxes. It's a retirement fund that they mandated for all Americans to pay into and then return your money. But we know that they keep threatening to end Social Security and they keep increasing the cost of Medicare for seniors. So seniors who are dependent on Social Security never get ahead, even if they get a raise, because they increase the cost of living, housing, rent, food, gas, and health care. So they're not doing you any favor because they're not using your money to do anything. They're not using their money to do anything. They're using your taxes to create an illusion of justice. And that's why we're discussing the Justice Club's agenda today on Colombo Chronicles. And now we have our very special guest who was able to get into, finally, into our website here. So I'm going to take a break, and then I will be back, and we will enter into not only the world of authors and experts with this fabulous author, Judy Watson, but also very knowledgeable on what is happening around our nation as she keeps tabs and researches what is happening, and will share some of that information with us in just a moment. So don't touch that dial.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
That's right. It is a world of little justice, and it's becoming more of a world with not only little justice, everyone, but little freedom, little rights, little freedom of speech, little freedom to do anything without being spied upon.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Well, let's welcome Judy Watson, author of Wings and a returning guest. She's always enjoyable, educational, and has wonderful stories for us that are factual. And she does a lot of research and keeps up with what's happening today. Hi, Judy. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm fine, Rose. And I don't know, did you talk about SVB and what happened there?
Well, actually, I was talking about an article on the New York Post, because the House panel set to review Biden's family's suspicious bank report, and it's supposed to be happening this afternoon. And so I thought that was quite interesting, because first they refused to turn over the those documents. But now I guess they've agreed. And it says, let me finish it up and then we'll go on.
Okay.
It says the now defunct company was reputed to be a cog in Beijing's Belt and Road Foreign Influence Campaign.
Wow.
And that was Bob Lutinsky and Gilyar, who have identified Joe Biden as the big guy. And in October 2017, email identifies Joe Biden, participant in a call about CEFC's attempt to purchase natural gas. And that was when they attacked President Trump for bringing up these, if you recall, sending our tax dollars over to Ukraine that then ended up being sent because of this war. So now it makes me wonder if it possibly was just a setup to go ahead and keep sending money to Ukraine, who also has, according to articles I've researched, those labs that create viruses. And so it also says in another murky Chinese venture, Hunter Biden, co-founder of BHR Partners, a state-backed investment fund in 2013, within weeks of joining his dad aboard Air Force Two on an official trip to Beijing, according to the Wall Street Journal. Hunter introduced his vice president father to BHR CEO Jonathan Lai, or Lee, L-I, and Joe Biden later wrote college recommendation letters for Lai's children. Not for American children, but hey, what the heck? Let's just pay for everybody else's education. Why not? So online business records suggest Hunter Biden still owns 10% of BHR's partners. His legal team's claiming he divested the stake in 2021. The White House has refused to provide any transparency on the alleged transaction, including about the supposed buyer or dollar amount. The suspicious activity reports may flesh out other less well-understood dealings of the Biden family. And then it says, although Hunter Biden famously earned up to $1 million per year to serve on the board of Ukrainian gas company, then they skyrocketed our gas, and so did Pelosi. I read an article that Pelosi's son sat on the board of a Ukrainian gas company as well. Burisma began in 2014. His father led the Obama administration's Ukraine policy. His association with a pair of Russian billionaires, Yelena Baturina and Vladimir Yevtushenkov, probably slaughtered that word, remains less clear. But I also remember, Judy, reading the Russian Pravda newspaper. It was a very little article that I researched, and you could hardly find anything on it stating that the president and his son were named in a criminal court case involving Burisma and corruption. And that was posted online and on the Pravda newspaper. But you could hardly find anything on that. And I'm sure they've taken it down since then because they have been scrubbing so much information since probably 2012.
The last article, I'm looking him up. He never registered Hunter as a foreign agent, which he's required to do. And that's partially of what they're trying to get him on here, too. And it said he almost certainly broke foreign lobbying laws. With all the things that you're talking about, that should have been out and open and well-known.
And it's amazing because I told the audience, you know, in my book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, published in 2010, that went global, the public servants appear since all my research was being reported on, that the public servants in high positions were holding themselves above the law and they were self-disciplining, self-protecting, and for personal and financial gain.
Well, I think if I were in their position, and you're kind of inundated and probably flooded with lobbyists, with people trying to, you know, curry your favor, get you to do things for them, making promises, I often wonder how is it, can they stay honest? So many of these people do not. And Hunter Biden is, and basically it's coming down to what did he do? What are they really going, and basically they're just, I know it sounds horrible because we're all aware of the money that was involved, but I think it's just going to come down to the end where he violated tax laws, or he committed money laundering, or basically he acted as an unregistered foreign lobbyist. And I'll bet it's just the last one. And they'll just give him a slap on the wrist and he'll pay a fine. And I hate to see it happen that way, but he has such major influence and his father has such major influence. And my knowledge of street life is that it's who you know, Rose. It's always who you know.
Well, it's opinions, but we also have a free will and a free choice, and we all know right from wrong. But I think the temptation is so great that, you know, it's easy for anyone. I mean, I'm not excluding myself from temptation or anyone else. I think we are all, you know, have to be really careful about temptation when it comes to money, because when you're talking about millions of dollars, and let's say, you know, the family's struggling, well, it's going to be very difficult for someone who doesn't have a very strong moral backbone. And even if they do, I believe it can be weakened when you're struggling. And I think they might target people who are struggling as well. And so you have to be really careful of what you're doing and who you're dealing with, because it appears that the people at the top never go to jail or get prosecuted.
I was going to say,
are the ones who end up taking the fall and going to jail and being prosecuted. What do you think, Judy?
What do I think? Well, like the documents that have just somehow shown up again in Biden's house, more documents the other day, and one time only, and I think it was Fox News, a man, a critic, said, if this were you or I, we'd be in jail, beginning and end of story, because you're never allowed to take any of these documents out of the White House, no matter who or what you are. Not in Trump's case, because he was the president. He had the right to declassify and take out what he wanted to take out. But Biden took things out while he was a senator. He took things out apparently while he was a vice president. He's just been doing this for a long, long time and getting away with it. So, and then they just kind of passed it around and, oh my, isn't that bad? And then he says, well, you know, I take this very seriously.
I think the other problem, though, is it's gotten so much deeper, though, because once you take one cookie after your mother told you not to take a cookie out of the cookie jar and you get away with it, then you start taking two and then three. And your mom keeps saying, I'm going to spank you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to punish you. But she never does. And because these are slick talkers and they have charisma and they know how to get out of the situation. And so eventually all the cookies are gone and nobody else in the family gets to have a cookie. And that's what's happening to our banks. And that's what's happening to our taxes, our gold, our silver. We don't even know if there's any gold or silver, what they did with it, where it's at. There was gold alleged under the building that collapsed, this building 7, during 9/11. Nobody's ever talked about that. So it's very interesting that nobody talks about our gold or silver. We're not allowed to see it. We have foreign authorities over our taxes, which to me has always been insane and crazy, and only a certain connected group of people are allowed to control our U.S. taxes. And I remember even when, I can't remember his name now, it started with the B, professor or something or other, they had a chair of the Federal Reserve under Obama's reign. And he wouldn't answer any questions, and he snubbed all the questions of the Senate about the Federal Reserve. And this is not just him. It's always been that way. And so we're wasting our time on our tax dollars on all these hearings that absolutely did nothing, because these people
right.
know they can say, and they are told by some of their lawyers, just say, I'm standing on the Fifth Amendment. I don't recall. I don't remember. Possibly. I can't be sure. I can get back to you. I mean, it's just been a waste of time. And now we're at a point where we don't even know if the banking system is going to fail and they're going to hijack America's wealth.
Well, I said I'd get back to you about what happened with SVB. And I have to say, in 2008, we had that horrible failure of the banks. And so they made very, very strong regulations. And then in 2018, a bipartisan group rose. It was both Republican and Democrats, created a law, and they passed it, called the Economic Growth Regulatory Relief and Consumer Protection Act, which actually, as always, did the opposite and reverse of what it states. I love the way things are so 1984. Whatever, you can guarantee that if it tells you it's a consumer protection, consumer exploitation is what will follow. But none of us really knew that this had happened. And it really pertained to these smaller banks, and SVB was considered a smaller bank. And therefore, they went out on a limb and felt that they could, because of the lack of regulation. And I'm going to give her kudos. Elizabeth Warren was the only one who was openly against this law, but she wasn't paid any attention to. Now I understand she's trying to get another law passed. Who knows if she'll succeed? But so the government itself, the regulatory arm of our country, who is to protect us, went and created a law that broke down the regulation and the laws. They did it quietly and then proceeded to allow these banks to do what they wanted to do. And in case this one, this is a very interesting story with SVB, because actually they bought Treasury securities, which, of course, that's the United States government. That should be wonderful. But they weren't, because about 2 years ago, bonds and treasuries began to fall. As we went into inflation under Joe Biden, these bills became less and less valuable, and that's really what happened to the bank. They did what they thought was probably the right thing, investing in government securities, which were now worthless, and they were trying to sell them off and get rid of them, and this became openly known, and a run on the bank began because people were frightened. Now, if you can't put your money into government securities, especially treasuries, where can you put your money? Okay? And that's guaranteed. Huh?
Under your mattress.
I know, under your mattress, right. So I'm not going to say that, but here's the other part of it, which I'm going to now say from my point of view. They have entire departments in these banks which do nothing more than buy and sell these types of securities. Therefore, these people should be open to what future things look like. They know the lay of the land. They know what's happening. They can see that inflation is growing. They know absolutely what that means. And therefore, these treasuries should have been sold instantly several years ago and replaced with maybe certificates of deposit, which are growing, or other instruments through the government if that's what they wanted to do, and just use government, you know, securities. But they didn't. They didn't do anything. And so, therefore, I find the bank completely at fault. I don't know who they hired. I don't know who was in charge. I don't know what their lack of regulation was. And then I also read and heard that they were under the supervision of San Francisco, a woman up in San Francisco. I don't know her name. That was her department, to make sure that these regulations were all followed, people were following in accordance, the rules were being, you know, followed. She did nothing. And therefore, nobody was watching the store. Nobody watched the store.
Well, I've always complained about that. I'm like, there should be oversight over everybody, whether it's the president.
Correct.
Whether it's the vice president, whether it's the chair of the Federal Reserve, there should be a committee of citizens, I'm talking non-government people, citizens who are who are ethical and moral and have background checks for their honesty, and they have to be transparent and report if they find that these people are doing the right thing or if they have issues. And they should be
able to
submit.
Or they're not doing anything, right. Yeah.
They should be able to submit it to the Congress, and the Congress should be mandated to review those issues because it affects the entire nation. And people can starve to death. People can become, if there's a chaos and crisis over a banking failure, people are going to panic. There's going to be these open borders with people unidentified. We have criminals in our country now. There's 35 million unidentified. People, not saying they're all criminals, but they did violate our laws by coming into our country illegally. And these people, you know, we don't know, you know, what kind of chaos. They're already going into stores and robbing stores in on camera, in public. And many of the stores that are in those types of areas are shutting down because they can't afford the losses. And so they hurt the whole community. And just like
yeah,
BML,
but Rose, you got to look. You have to look
community.
There too at the community. We there was a law that was passed, and again, here's a problem for me. I studied and I worked in a law firm for about 10 years, and if it taught me anything, it taught me how to read a legal statement. And I think many times the way that things are initiatives are put on for voting by people, they are written by legal people. And lawyers are very good at writing tricky things. They have that ability. That's why you hire them. And they are set in such a way that you think you're voting yes and you're voting no. Or you think you're voting no and you're voting yes. But they are read in they are made in such ambiguous, complicated terms that only if you had legal knowledge and experience would you know how to vote correctly. So it was voted, this law was voted in that allows people to steal up to $900, and now it's just a minor violation. And with that, they took off. And then they did away, I think they tried to do away with the no bail. So they can steal $900 right in front of your face, and then they go to court, and they're out in the street in 3 hours because we eliminated bail laws, as you know. So, but did real people in real time do that? No, because most people really don't understand. And you're there, and I'm glad you're there to educate people, but most people, I tell you, they really don't know what they're talking about or reading or understanding. Because I asked a lot of people, especially with this, I think it was the gasoline tax thing that, Newsom did or created. And most of the people I talked to thought they were voting against the gas tax when, in fact, they were voting for the gas tax because of the way in which the bill was written. And I think it's more that we should have law. I think it's discriminatory for bills to be written in such a way that the ordinary person, let's just say with a high school education, can fully understand them. But we hire lawyers, and these lawyers know how to craft these bills to look other than which, you know, what they are. And so people are fooled all the time.
I think they should be able to write the bill so that a 12-year-old can understand it, because there's some very smart 12-year-olds and children. And they should be able to understand what's happening in our country. And I think that they should, you know, if I think every student in school should be able to understand them. And the thing is, Judy, though, they pass so many bills that and laws that they take away our freedom each time they do that. And they always make it sound like, oh, my God, it's for the good of you of the people. No, they're actually taking away a little by little your freedom and your constitutional rights and liberties, and they exercise all those rights, but they don't want the people to do it, and that's a serious problem. And so for the government to have been so incompetent and so negligent, past and current, because many of those who are in the past are still in office for many years, up to 50 or more, it seems, until they pass away. There's no limit on their retirement, and even if they are sick and can't work, they're still in that position, and they can't show up for work or make decisions. I mean, this is insane. The whole government needs to be revamped, to tell you the truth, from the top down.
I think I absolutely do agree with you. You know, when Social Security was created, the age was at 65, but the average person only lived to be 45. So now I want you to think about that. So did they really want people to be able to attain an age of 65 and live on? I don't think so. I think certain laws, certain things like that were always made with the, you know, idea that people would not live long enough to attain them. But then they did start to include widows' rights and things like that because they were forced to. And then under Johnson, they had a lockbox on Social Security. Johnson, under President Johnson, that lockbox was opened. And if they needed the money, they could take the money. And that is what happened to Social Security. You know that.
I think someone needs to ask you a question, Judy. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello, listener. Did you have a question? Hello?
Yeah, I do have a question.
Okay.
You know, these discussions about how bad the federal government is just continue to go on and on and on, and people talk about making laws. You know, the states have the ability to reel the federal government in. Federal government gets its powers from the states, according to the U.S. Constitution. And if Congress make an act, if the states think that it's unconstitutional, they can tell the Congress to go pound sand. Also the courts. So until the states do what they're supposed to do, then you're going to continue to have these problems. I mean, think about it. Federal government has no policing powers over states. States can withhold your employee tax withholding amounts and don't give it to them. But
well,
they don't
think
do it.
Yeah.
We're
running out of time, but you have some really good points, and I'm going to let Judy respond to you, so don't hang up.
And what?
Judy?
I heard you. Well, that's because if we are going to go to state rights, then you can actually, if you look across the country, you will see this state is run in such a manner, that state is run in such a manner. I think that's why a lot of people began leaving California. I believe over 500,000 people have left California under Newsom. And, in fact, we lost a seat in Congress, as far as I know. And still he changes nothing because he feels he's invulnerable. And I think that really is an answer to everything. I think when they get to the top of the power grid, that they feel invulnerable, they feel ultra powerful, they have a lot of money they can turn to, they can also apply to the federal government if they feel that they're being pushed. And unless there's an awakening and a realization, nothing changes. But it's been very interesting during the COVID crisis to watch and see how each and every state reacted and what they did. And I remember I got involved with Kevin Kiley during our horrible state because Newsom would not let go of emergency orders because that gave him way too much power, but he wanted that power. Whether it was used for good or bad, I don't think he ever even cared about. He just wanted the power. And at least Kevin Kiley fought him openly. But again, look what we're looking at. A state becomes overpowerful. It becomes biased and prejudiced in the things it does. Maybe some people are honest and they go out there and will fight against them, but that person may not have power or money or leverage. And what happens? Nothing happens. And I think it just goes way back to looking at the structure of how government works. And as long as there is money and power and greed, these things will always perpetrate, and we will always be in this kind of lockstep battle. That's the way I see it.
Yes, and I agree with you, and I agree with the gentleman that called in. And unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I just want to say that I believe that if people just started voting for new people, checking out their backgrounds, and started getting rid of people who've been there forever and done nothing but collect a paycheck and pension and vacations and Cadillac health care and you know, just speak and do nothing. They don't take action. They haven't proven that they have protected the American people. And, you know, they make a lot of noise. They're actors. And I think we need to vote in new people and shake it up, because when there's too many people who have been in office for so long, they become colleagues. They become social colleagues. They get too close, too confident, and then they have a power structure just as if you were in high school, where the one person is the leader, you know, of that cabal. And so I think voting out people who have been in office too long and have done nothing to that.
Well, I think they try to do that over and over and set time ages for retirement. I mean, I've seen that bill come up over and over, and it's just pushed aside because, unfortunately, the people in charge are, look at Nancy Pelosi. She's my age. I'm in my 80s. She was way too old for her part. And look at the head of the Republican Party. He's way too old. And look at Schumer. He's way too old. So, but would they ever step aside gracefully? You bet not. They love their power. They love their control. They love the money. So that's something that would have to really become, don't you think, a major law? And it would have to be from the federal government, an age that you cannot hold a role anymore. And
I also think, Judy, that if they pass laws that prevented them from making themselves wealthy by conflicts of interest and compromising the American people and our banking system and allowing excessive amounts of money to come into their campaigns that are excessive and keep them in power while the people who are good people, unethical, trying to want to make the changes, they don't have that kind of money. They don't have those kind of connections, like you said, and they don't have that sort of support. So until some of these other things change, like they stop allowing people to engage in insider trading with Wall Street, and they stop.
That law was passed years ago, and the only reason we found out about Nancy Pelosi was because she did what they all do. She put everything in her husband's name. Oh, somehow he got stock tips. My, where did he get them from? I don't know.
But that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It has to be not just them. It has to be their immediate family as well.
You're right.
Funded.
The entire family, siblings, uncles, aunts, the entire family must sign an affidavit to the effect that they will not participate in this. Yeah.
Because that's a fraud on the American people, and it compromises our security, our welfare, our borders, our airstrips, our welfare and safety, and that of the minor children. We have tons of children missing, so, and we'll never know what happened to them. So this really is a major, major opportunity to see all the corruption, alleged corruption, and to work overtime by all the moral, ethical, loyal, natural-born Americans first, because we are innate to our soil. No one can deport us. But traffickers.
I got to tell you, SVB did not have a risk officer for almost a year, for 8 months. Nobody was watching the store. Therefore,
so there you go.
This is exactly what I said, right.
Nobody was removed 33,000 emails. Nobody was watching the store when her top aide took 650,000 emails and put them onto her husband's laptop, and they didn't. Nobody cared. Nobody cared. So if you,
I think at that period of time, seriously, I believe in that period of time, I still believed that the FBI was a regulatory agency. But when Comey declined to use his powers, that set a precedent that now everybody follows. And it's very sad that he did that.
But it goes back to connections again and not being, not using your your free will and free choice of right and wrong, because I read that allegedly he and, I can't remember the other guy's name, top guy, and the FBI who were named in all the scandal, along with Lynch, too. she was a person who went along, which was not her job duty, to go along with a recommendation. It was her job to do the research of those recommendations and make a decision. She did not do that, in my opinion. And so Comey and this other guy, allegedly, from what I read on credible news sites, their wives received huge amounts of donations from the Clinton Foundation. So this goes back, if that's true, it all goes back to all these conflicts of interest with family, right?
All right. Well, again, you know, they're talking right now on Fox. They've got all these things telling you all these different things, but about what was done at the FDIC and how many banking crises. We've had lots of banking crises, but I think they all come down to the fact that there's, one, a lack of regulation. Two, when there is regulation, it's undermined by pressure by different groups. Again, it's money that's lobbied and given to these corporations. Therefore, suddenly we have, I mean, how can they say that the SVB suddenly, months, nobody was watching the store? Gosh. Can you live that way, Rose? Can I live that way? Can any one of us listening to this program say that, well, for 8 months, I'm just not going to pay my bills. I don't care what, you know, and you'll just have to support me and take care of me, whoever you are,
right.
You know.
Yeah, welfare. And then also, that reminds me of our borders, you know, like this is our homeland. It's called home, H-O-M-E, land, because the legal people inside and those who are allowed to legally become Americans who were born in other countries can legally be a loyal American and a patriot and come here legally and assimilate. Now, they have forgotten about the word assimilate as an American. We have people who were brought here, flowing in here, still are, who were who from foreign third world nations and enemy nations as well, who stated online and on the news and videos that they were not here to become Americans. They were not here to uphold the Constitution. They came here to impose their laws on us. And then they were demanding we change our foods to theirs, our clothing to their clothing, and our culture to their culture and their religions and all this other stuff that was going on. They did not come here to assimilate. They got no-go zones, which is our land was given to them for. But why and under what constitutional law was this being done? And we were not to walk on our own constitution, our own homeland in those areas, or we could be arrested. So this is just a farce on the American people that this occurred, that it happened. I wrote about it. I wrote blogs about it, sent it to Congress about Obamacare, because I believed it was unconstitutional, illegal, unlawful, and it bordered on extortion, and it was concluded death panels because I was in touch with Liberty Counsel. We read unlike Congress, we read Obamacare, and this is where I got my information firsthand and published it online and warned Congress not to. Part of it was recorded on the congressional record with my name, I was informed. And I stand on that today. I stood on it then. And I believe it to be true today. And so, but the Muslims, the illegals, and many federal officers, public servants, and Sioux Union were exempted from having to sign up and pay up for Obamacare. So, and many of our top people were provided tax dollars for Cadillac insurance, health insurance. So this unfairness to the American people and this non-transparency must come to an end, and we must demand that our leaders in Congress and the Senate tell us the truth about what's happening with the banking system, because this appears to be, to me, the hijacking of America's bank accounts, our cash, our coins, our gold, our silver, that belongs to us, not to them. But they are imposing their will on the American people instead of remembering that they are being paid as employees of the American people to do the will of the American people. And I'm sorry, Judy, do you have one last thing to say? Because we've run out of time.
No, I really don't, except for all of those out there listening to this, I was victimized because I was a patron of the SVB Bank, an innocent patron, because they decided to purchase small banks and were given the liberty and right to do so. And then, within 2 years, they closed those small banks. I would love to know what the purpose of buying those banks was. I think it was a shell game to make themselves look more legitimate. And now they're operating here. They'll be bailed out because of the fear of the government. But they did do, I read to you what that law was. Both parties are involved. And now they're going to, I'm looking at this Fox thing. They're fighting. They're fighting now over whether they should actually go out there and regulate these mid-sized and small banks. And while they fight with each other, the banks will begin to fail. And you and I will be the victim. I was the victim, a very innocent victim, because I had been in a long time small private bank, which they purchased, and within 1 year they closed that bank.
Well, I have to tell you real quickly, Judy, that I was the victim of Great Western when they closed and never informed me they were closing, and I found out when I went there and they were closed, and I never got any of my my assets that were inside of my safe deposit box. Never got it back. Couldn't get it back. And then I was also the victim of Washington Mutual, almost, because I went there to take out my money, and they were refusing to give me my money back, my own money in my savings account. So you can become a victim of a bank, so don't feel too secure when your money is in a bank or your safe deposit box, because bad things can happen to good people, and they have, and they do. People lost their homes, lost their money, lost their assets, lost their property. And this is why I invited you today to share your story about your banking experience as a victim, because good things, bad things happen to good people when our government decides that they are not going to perform their duty that they are paid to do, and they're more worried about illegals and funding illegals and funding securing the borders on foreign nations than securing the borders on our own nation or using our military to protect us. So
I'd love to have you have a show and talk about that. Because yesterday I received an email to the effect that our Red Cross funds illegals at the borders, as does the Catholic Church, and a huge amount of money was set aside to actually help illegal people come across the border. And this is, again, our government doing something we're not being told, we have no knowledge of, in millions of dollars. Billions of our tax dollars just taken.
Tax dollars, which is unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful, and they are in violation, in my opinion, of their sworn oath and the Constitution, and this is what the American people need to address. They need to
Rose. If I talk to the average person, they don't want to know.
They do want to know now because their lives are at risk.
Well, when that happens, then they'll get involved. But up till this point, I think people want to go about their life, do their job, have their money, and just not get too involved, because life gets too complicated, and you don't know who's listening in. You don't know how you'll be perceived or how you'll be identified. You know, you're putting yourself out there, and I've been, you know, me too, because I've given strong opinions. You've given strong opinions. They don't want that. The government wants to do what it does, and then slowly allow information to slide out. I mean, we're just now beginning to find out things about World War II and about FDR and about, you know, all the things that have happened. I just think this is how it works, Rose, that they things are
with the
same kept
beauty, secret. But I've seen, but being on the front lines for a very long time, I have actually seen changes. I have seen and implemented changes in laws that were actually proposed and enacted that, at least in our county and in California and nationally, there was one national law, and it did make a difference and it did help people. I believe that you always have to speak up, speak out, speak the truth, because if you don't, then bad things happen to good people. And I can tell you, Judy, that in the years that I've been helping people around this country, whether it's books, posts, newsletters, blogs, and radio shows on AM, FM, cable TV, and interviews that I've been interviewed and on my show, I can tell you from what I receive from not just America, but people around the world, they are begging for more of this information. And also, I have seen a huge increase in the awakening of the American people since 2015. And they are coming together. I'm telling you, this is why they are worried about going on about their great reset of hijacking the bank accounts and the property of the American people, because the American people are waking up and they're sick and tired of it. I can tell you that from firsthand experience and being on the front lines, leading a movement for many years. And it's part of my mission, my passion, and my purpose in life. And it was a near-death instruction from God in a near-death experience that I had, and it came to fruition. And this is how I became a crusader for justice, an advocate for justice, and an author of injustices, not attacking anyone or people, but they are information, educational, open up the mind, thought-provoking books, and getting people to think. And so if people don't stand up and speak out, that's what happens, and you become like communist China. And that is not their government. And when you fear your government, bad things happen to good people. So we have to remind our leaders and support them to do good things and pray for them and hope that they get our country back on track. That's my opinion.
I hope so, honey. Right. I better let you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to go. Thank you, Judy, for all your wonderful input, and God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. You're welcome. I hope I helped. I don't know that I did, but I tried. Okay, Rose, take care of yourself. Love you. All right. Bye.
Love you too. And Judy Watson has left the building, and Rose Colombo is about to leave the building. So God bless you, and God bless America, and speak up and speak out and tell your truth.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.